The authors of this paper looked at a lot of research on cancer in wild animals. Some of these studies linked the cancer cases to pollution. For example, beluga whales along the Canadian Atlantic coast developed tumors after they came in contact with chemicals from aluminum smelters. Denise McAloose is a veterinarian with the Wildlife Conservation Society. She's the lead author of the paper.
People should care about cancer in wildlife because, especially in those cancers that are driven by environmental factors, those environmental factors affect not only the animals, but people as well.
For example, the people who worked in those aluminum smelters also had higher cancer rates. She says more research into the link between pollution and cancer in animals needs to be done, because looking at how the disease affects wildlife might help us treat or prevent cancer in people. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.